This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday nuclear negotiations with North Korea will resume quickly following the collapse of President Donald Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details on the abrupt ending.
Hours after both nations seemed hopeful they'd make a deal, the summit abruptly fell apart, with the signing ceremony scrapped and the president leaving hours ahead of schedule.
I want to do it right. I'd much rather do it right than do it fast.
He blamed the breakdown on North Korea's demand that the U.S. lift all sanctions without a promise that the North would shut down its nuclear program. The dramatic collapse seems to indicate the two sides remain far apart, and the president's not committing to another summit with Kim. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, returned to Capitol Hill Thursday, this time to testify behind closed doors to the House Intelligence Committee. During Wednesday's public testimony before the Oversight Committee, he cast Mr. Trump as a racist and a con man who used his inner circle to cover up politically damaging allegations about sex and who lied throughout the campaign about his business interest in Russia. Cohen previously pleaded guilty to lying to Congress. Before leaving Vietnam on Thursday, President Trump criticized the timing of the Democratic-led hearing.
I tried to watch as much as I could. I wasn't able to watch too much because I've been a little bit busy. But I think having a fake hearing like that and having it in the middle of this very important summit is really a terrible thing. They could have made it 2 days later or next week.
Cohen told lawmakers he had no direct evidence that Mr. Trump or his aides colluded with Russia to get him elected, which is the primary question of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Cohen's due to begin a 3-year prison sentence in May and described himself as cooperative with multiple investigations. This is VOA News. The United States won